patient named Kevin Braley, B-R-A-L-E-Y, date of birth 2-9 of 59, date of service 12-27 of 22. This is a 63-year-old male patient. Here today needing refill of certain medications. He also would like a referral to a neurologist. Apparently he has had hand tremors off and on in a fairly consistent fashion for the last 10 years, but he tells me over the last year his hand tremors seem to have gotten worse to the point where it's difficult for him to operate a keyboard, especially the mouse and the mouse pad, navigating through the computer, period, new paragraph. He offers no verbalization of having an abnormal gait. He maintains normal muscle strength. Once again, it just seems to be limited to mostly that right hand, slightly so on the left hand as well, but hand tremors, period, new paragraph. Patient is here for medication refills. He offers no complaint by way of chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance. He carries on his normal activities in everyday form and fashion. No verbalization of acute pain. Period, new paragraph. The vital signs, blood pressure 150 over 94, pulse 77, respiration 16, temperature 98.5. Oxygenation 97% on room air. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication, amlodipine 10, propranolol 40, Nexium 40, Mobic 15 milligrams. Period, new paragraph. A special note, patient tells me he does take his blood pressure on a regular basis. It's usually in the 130s. I've asked him to keep a blood pressure log and advise that he may need an additional blood pressure medication if his blood pressure does not improve. He will keep the log and then return to clinic for evaluation. Period, new paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, arthritis, surgical history, heart cath, gastric bypass. Period, new paragraph. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph. This patient works on a daily basis. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. He's awake, alert, oriented. He has a normal gait, as stated above. He's able to arise from a seated position on the first attempt. Coherent in all conversation. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane, erythema. Oral pharyngeal area within normal limits. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur, regular rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Examination of the hands, on extending both arms, there is a noticeable right-sided tremor in that right hand. Period, new paragraph. Examination of the lower extremity. There is no lower extremity edema, and there are no tremors. He's able to raise each foot off the ground without losing balance. Period, new paragraph. Once again, muscle strength plus 5. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Hypertension, we will refill the amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Propranolol 40 milligrams. BID, Nexium, 40 milligrams on a daily basis, and Mobic, 15 milligrams on a daily basis. Period, new paragraph. Right-hand tremors, we will refer for further evaluation from a neurologist. Patient understands plan of care. He will return PRN.